Archers for the week 29 April to 4 May
2001.
32
kilos.
Okay.
Up you go. A nice finish coming on her.
It's ironic, isn't it? How well they're putting on weight this year.
Yeah, not doing badly. And the next.
God. You're right for morning milking on Tuesday.
You can't wait to go shopping, can you?
In you go. I thought if I got to the farm supplies early, I could nip into the town centre afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
To find Pip this hairband she's after.
She's over the moon about actually being able to be a bridesmaid, isn't she?
You bet.
28 dead on.
Oh, she'd be weighing a bit more than that.
Oh, it's braids she wants now.
Braids?
Yeah, she showed me a picture. Oh, don't hang around. With all sorts of threads through them.
She's so excited now she can get off the farm.
Yeah, well, be honest, aren't you?
Oh, just a bit. I'll be back for the afternoon milking.
Why don't you go to the Loxley Barrett meeting now you've got the chance?
No. George says best not turning up mob-handed.
We're talking about saving a school, not running a numbers racket.
Well, I'd like to go, but we have got our hands full here anyway.
31. Sounds a high-powered meeting.
There's going to be a fair sprinkling of councillors there. Pat's promised to let us know how it goes.
Oh, that's more like it. Look, 35.
And George has got a few things to say himself.
I'll bet. At least the councillor finally listening.
Oh, making out they are.
Come on.
This one's in good shape. Not much fat on the dock, but otherwise...
Give it a few more weeks and we could have quite a decent batch.
Ruth.
I've got all my fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right, keep them coming.
I don't squirm about you.
Mum, you're off out again.
Try stopping me.
And no word from Kenton yet.
Any sign of the baby?
I phoned half a dozen times. I can't get hold of him.
Oh, poor old Mel. I hope everything's all right.
There we are. Wednesday the 9th. Trudy said she'd do it, but she can't now.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. We're quiet then after the guest day for Dawn Chorus Day have gone. Most of them are just here at the beginning of the week.
Now. Yeah, Cathedrals of the Midlands are arriving that afternoon.
Oh, excellent. We need every booking we can get.
Yeah, but they're the sort who all look nice as pie, but then turn out to be the awkward squad.
Don't worry, we'll cope.
Yeah, but you'll need a duty manager to greet them.
I'll stay on for an hour or two.
You're covering most of my other shifts as it is.
Relax.
I don't want to leave things in a mess.
Trainee managers are allowed time off for their honeymoons.
It was also beautifully worked out.
Roy.
But I...
Roy!
Yeah, I'm making a fuss about nothing, aren't I?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Pre-wedding nerves. Everyone's entitled to them.
I wasn't doing too badly either. Not till Ailey started getting it up.
Oh?
Well, it doesn't help that she's worrying about Phoebe going to South Africa.
For Nolly's christening?
Yeah. It's really bugging her.
You're not tempted to cheer her up by telling her about the honeymoon?
No, I want to keep London a secret, if I can. Maybe this afternoon will do the trick.
What are you doing?
Well, as soon as I'm done here, Jill's showing herself she's getting on with decorating the cake.
Oh, of course she's out and about again, isn't she?
Yeah, started working at Marjorie's yesterday.
Well, knowing Jill, it'll be very impressive.
Yeah, I expect so. Only the way Ailey is, she'll probably burst into tears as soon as she sees it.
She does sound wound up.
I only take something small to set her off. It's like her hair.
What's wrong with it?
Well, nothing. Except because we're getting married on the bank holiday, there's hardly any salons open.
Ah.
She can't have it done on the actual morning.
Oh, that's hardly a small matter, Roy.
I know. But in the end of the world, either. I've told her I don't mind if she turns up with a Mohican.
You might not, but Hayley would. It's such an important day for her.
Well, it's important for me, too.
Oh, I was the same. I was a lot older than Hayley when I married Guy, but it took me forever to decide which shoes to wear.
That's something Hayley has got sussed.
It became so important to get them right. You worry if one small thing goes wrong on the day, suddenly it all might.
Yeah, I suppose so.
That's why Hayley's bothered about her hair.
It's a pity Marjorie couldn't stay.
Well, she sounded flattered, Jenna asked her.
It's not the first time the organist at Dianton's cried off late.
Oh, I don't know what's happened to Roy.
He'll be here soon.
Are you sure you haven't got better things to do with your freedom?
Not at all. I've been looking forward to doing it.
Oh, thanks, Jill. Hey, Marjorie thought she might have to.
Would you like to go through and see what I've done so far?
Yes.
Or wait for Roy?
Oh, no.
You don't want to wait?
Yes, I will, I think. Jill, I don't know.
Let's wait.
Yes.
Why don't you sit down?
Mm-hmm. Right, good idea. Oh, you know, I am sick of making decisions.
I'm sure you are.
Every day there's a new problem.
Sounds like a typical wedding.
Well, at least we've got the rehearsal organised, Wednesday evening. Did I tell David and Ruth?
Pip will be there, don't worry.
Right, and is Becky I've got to double-check on, then?
She's thrilled she's able to do it after all.
Becky?
Pip?
Oh.
She keeps asking what flowers she'll have in her corsage.
Oh, does she?
And then changes her mind about how she wants her hair.
Oh, don't.
That's all she'll talk about at the moment.
Oh, I'm starting to wish Roy may have just slipped away to Gretna Green.
No, you don't.
I'm always getting that way.
You'll have a wonderful day.
I hope so.
You're marrying the right man, aren't you?
Of course I am.
And it will be. Nothing else matters.
Oh, then there's my hen night to sort out.
I thought that was on Friday.
Well, it is, but I still don't know what we're doing or where we're going. And I haven't phoned Lauren or Kirsty, and I want Ruth to come.
It'll all get done.
But I keep forgetting everything.
I know it all seems frantic at the moment, but it'll come together.
You know what part I'm looking forward to most?
What's that?
The day after, when it's all over.
Oh!
There's no more decisions to make then. Everything's back to normal again.
Well, I don't want to disappoint you, but...
What?
In my experience, getting married is only the start of the adventure.
How much?
33 kilos.
They've all been there or thereabouts, haven't they?
Yeah. Is that all that's left?
These are the last of the singletons.
Oh, I might still have time to walk up with Dad and see how the spuds are coming through. Or even have a walk into the village.
Oh, bliss.
Yeah.
Nice and neat. You could ask Phil about Glebe Cottage.
They're both still thinking it over.
You can't blame them for not rushing. But...
yeah. What a time to start having rumours of a development so close. 36. No, 5. Yeah, 35.
You know what he might like to hear?
What's that?
The milk yield.
Up you go.
It's the one thing that's going well.
Well, you'd expect it to. The sward's in decent nick.
It's still nice to see such good numbers.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder how the great cake discussion is going.
Jill's not letting on, but I reckon she's pleased with her design.
31, 30.
Better put it down as 30?
Yeah. When Roy phoned yesterday, I told him the cake had been dropped, completely smashed.
You didn't.
So would they mind if the guests had individual fruit pies instead?
You shouldn't tease him.
Maybe not. Right, let's have the last one.
Oh, come on.
I suppose this close to the wedding, a deep sense of shock and horror must be kicking in.
Don't be so cynical.
Well, all Roy can do is bite the bullet, wait for it to be over. 32.
Can you remember what it was like before our wedding?
Didn't I just mention shock and horror?
Oh, shit.
I can remember you refusing to have the word obey in the ceremony.
I really should do the same.
Wish I'd taken more notice at the time. It was an early warning sign.
Oh, it was so kind of Jill giving me your mum's locket.
Well, she was determined you were going to have it.
You helped make me feel I was becoming part of the family.
You didn't want to be, though, did you?
What do you mean?
You were going to stay Ruth Pritchard.
Oh, that didn't exactly work out, did it?
No, fortunately not.
Nobody, but nobody took any notice. I was Mrs. Archer from day one.
Good job, too. Didn't fancy my wife having a different name.
Well, you got your way.
Maybe that's what I should have told Roy.
What?
Well, what he really needs to understand is, okay, he could never win the overall battle in marriage.
David.
But every now and again, he might win a minor skirt.
I'm warning you.
That's all that keeps us husbands going, you know.
Now remember my ring.
Are you coming through?
Right behind you.
Hades's been very good waiting.
I got here as soon as I could.
I wanted to see what you're doing, Jill.
There.
Wow.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, Jill, it'd be brilliant.
Marjorie takes credit for the baking. I'm just finishing it off.
You call that finishing off? Oh, it's beautiful.
Those gold flowers.
And the little angels.
Aren't they great?
Do you like where I've put them?
Oh, perfect. And the lettering.
It doesn't look too garish.
Not at all.
It must have taken you hours.
The blue and gold look lovely together.
I've tried to keep the same colour scheme throughout.
Oh, Jill, thank you. It's great.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
My pleasure.
Have you seen the angel with the moon?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to put a sun on, but Phil insisted Phoebe was the goddess of the moon. We had to look it up in the end.
That's Phoebe?
Meant to be.
Oh, well, that's brilliant.
Oh, she'll love it when we tell her.
Hey, she won't let anyone eat that slice. Oh, it's great.
What have I been telling you, Hayley? It's all going to work out.
Of course it is.
I know. Oh, I don't know what's the matter with me.
Oh, it's all right.
You got hanky, Roy?
Yeah, somewhere. You know, David told me the cake was wrecked.
Did he?
Yeah, so we'd have to eat apple pies and almond slices.
He really got you going, didn't he?
He should know better.
Well, to make up, you can buy me a pint on this stag night. We're beginning in the village, 8 o'clock on Saturday.
I'm sure he'll be glad of a night out again.
Oh, I'll get it.
OK. Remind Ruth I'd love her to come on my hen night.
I'll tell her as soon as I get back.
We're starting at the Bull upstairs, then going on into Felpersham.
If I were a few years younger, I'd come myself.
Oh, you'd be very welcome.
Just you make sure you have a lovely time.
Oh, I will.
Actually, it's you I've come
sounds
to see.
Like Caroline.
I tried your bell, and I saw there was someone down here.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Jill.
They've let me out for good behaviour.
Look at this.
Oh, my goodness.
Jean-Paul couldn't have done any better. Though, don't tell him I said so.
Isn't it lovely? And this little angel, that's Phoebe.
You really have excelled yourself, Jill.
Thank you.
Oh, those flowers are amazing, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they're lovely.
I was rather pleased with how they've come out.
Actually, it's the wedding I've come about.
Oh?
Roy says there's been a problem getting hold of a stylist, Hayley.
Oh, and how? I'll be the scarecrow bride.
Whoa. Pip's obsessed with her hair as well.
Yes, well, hers is going to look a lot better than mine at the rate I'm going.
No, it won't.
I can't get it anywhere.
Well, maybe your luck's just changed. I think I've found the perfect solution.
And a stranger in Ambridge needs a helping hand.
Greg.
Afternoon.
I wondered what was going on in the hedge.
Repair job.
Noticed there was a gap earlier when I came down the other side.
Yeah, stand back a minute. It's quite a big piece of hawthorn. How walking?
I'm making good use of a rare afternoon off.
So?
Haven't you noticed? There isn't a telegraph pole on this stretch without a poster now. See? I've only got two left.
Keep Ambridge a village.
Well, we've got to keep people fighting against the expansion.
Yeah, they don't take care of what they've got now. This edge wasn't damaged by accident.
Vandals?
Fly tippers.
Oh.
They made a nice little track for themselves into one of the covers. A mattress had been dumped, a cupboard.
So irresponsible.
Even the legs off a shop dummy.
Ah, no.
No wonder my birds are shy of this side.
Why do people treat the countryside like a rubbish dump?
A surprising number of idiots do.
I take it they better not run into you and your billhook.
Yeah, I'll certainly give them a piece of my mind.
It'd only get worse if the village envelope expands.
You think it will?
Well, there's plenty of us determined to stop it. Greg, am I missing something?
What's that?
Call me a townie, but how's the crowbar part of a hedge lane?
I want to make a hole to put this bit of hawthorn in. Oh. To make it upright.
Oh, do you want it now?
Oh, thanks. Put a couple more uprights in and start laying shoots between them. It's not very pretty.
Does it work?
It'll block the gap. And I'll get some wire behind it till the hedge grows back.
You know, the more incomers we get, the more damage you'll be coping with.
Probably.
So, you'll want to add your name to this.
Hi. Am I going the right way for Home Farm?
Wrong side of the village, I'm afraid.
How do I get there?
On your foot?
Unfortunately, yes. There was a mix-up with a hire car.
It's easy enough to get to.
You need to go down here till you come to a fork in the road, maybe half a mile off.
Half a mile? Okay.
You'll see some stables there.
Bear left and follow the road round. You keep going for, what do you reckon?
Another half mile or so.
It's over a mile away.
Oh, at least. Now, when you get to the bridge, go straight over.
Oh, it's a very narrow bridge.
Right.
A little way past it, you'll see a track signposted Home Farm. On your left.
It's set back quite away from the road.
And that's finally it?
Yeah.
Down the road, fork left, bridge...
Track on your left-hand side.
Got it. You're not driving that way in the near future, are you?
Sorry.
Nor me.
Well, no harm in asking. Thanks for your help.
Should we have warned him he'll have to dip his snazzy boots when he gets there?
I imagine his aftershave will keep most of the bugs off.
That's probably a very expensive gentleman's balm.
Yeah, if you say so. Anyway, I'd better get on.
After you put your name to this, I've only got till Friday before we send it into the council.
What's that?
The petition against expansion. You've got to sign it. Will it do the trick?
You saved my life, Jenny. I don't know what's happened to my turntable.
Ah, oh, I'm glad if it's useful.
It looks the perfect size for the second tier.
I don't know where you get the patience to do icing, Jill. I simply couldn't be bothered.
What did Roy and Haley think of it so far?
Oh, they seem quite pleased.
Good.
Especially with the cherub and moon I'd done to represent Phoebe.
Oh, how lovely.
Take it to a cake shop and let them get on with it. That's my philosophy.
Jill's very good at icing.
Are you saying what I do? Caroline came round while they were looking at it. Did you know Helly'd been having problems with getting her hair done?
No.
She was very upset. Everywhere shut on their wedding day.
Of course, bank holiday.
Couldn't find anyone.
A boss that should never was overrun a good stylist, was it?
Well, now Caroline's found someone to come out on the day.
Oh, that's nice of her.
A girl from the Enchanted Garden in Felpersham.
Oh, yes, they're good.
Do you remember that awful woman in Borchester, Jenny?
No, which one?
She had that upstairs salon on buck teeth.
Oh, I don't think I do.
Yeah, well, I only went there once. Butchered my hair.
Hayley was thrilled. It had really been worrying her.
Well, of course, I'm mean for your wedding.
You wouldn't believe the trouble I went to making sure I looked all right when I married Nick.
Well, you looked super then.
And I had to look the part for Ralph as well.
He was always so immaculate himself.
I couldn't be bothered with all that now. Men can take me as they find me. Simply not worth the trouble.
I am pleased for Hayley.
Her face lit up when she heard.
Oh, and it's better for Phoebe if it all goes smoothly. Mm. Now, does anyone want more coffee?
Oh, please.
Did you hear about Nelson's estate, Lillian?
What's that?
Rosemary phoned Elizabeth about it.
And?
How much has he left?
Not very much at all, apparently. Pin money, Elizabeth called it.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Thanks. But, of course, you wouldn't expect to see much of it in the will.
Jill?
Just a drop.
It was too wily to put it there.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
He was.
Oh, that's sent.
Oh, my sister's convinced not everything came out in the wash.
Thanks.
Well, that was the nature of the man, that's all.
He certainly liked to keep a few secrets.
And the point is that now we've lost him. Well, there's a lot about his finances and about his life in general that we will simply never know. It's gone for good. Sad, really.
Jenny, have you been using the fad? God, it's a bit of fire.
Nothing I like more than heavy sarcasm.
Hello, Lillian. Jill, how nice to see you out again.
Thank you. Can't imagine how good it feels.
Oh, do you want some coffee, darling?
If there's any around.
Yes, it... Oh, well, it won't take long to make some more.
Well, don't bother. I need to see how we're doing for Wormer.
The charms of being back in Ambridge.
Only take a minute, darling. Come and sit down.
It's all right. I never disturb a coven hard at work.
Thank you, Brian.
Don't let me catch you when I've got my broomstick.
Oh, I meant to tell him Kate had phoned.
Is everything all right?
Oh, fine. She and Nolly are going to be able to join us for a few days' holiday in Durban.
Oh, good.
And now I've just got to make sure we've got the right clothes for the sunshine.
And that doesn't seem even slightly inconsistent to you.
Yes, it does.
On the one hand, you want to protect the village.
That's right.
But when it comes to signing a piece of paper...
I can't do it.
Ah, come on.
I can't.
Greg, you know you want to.
There's no point in going round in circles.
You can break out of them any time. I've got a pen here.
If I wasn't working for the estate, I would sign.
Why not do it anyway? They can't sack you for it.
They can make my life very uncomfortable.
Aw.
If they want new development on their land, they're not going to put up with employees sounding off against it.
But surely...
You must say you can't.
Oh, I suppose so.
Anyway, what's one less signature?
It's precisely people like you we need back in the campaign.
There's plenty of others in the village.
You've just made a better case against the expansion than anyone I've heard.
That was a private opinion.
A lot more people should hear it. What we were saying about the fragmenting of the countryside was very pertinent.
It's obvious you can't keep cutting into it.
And you're absolutely right about the pressure that there'll be on the infrastructure.
Well, that's how it works. Bring more people in who are used to town facilities, and I'll soon they want to turn Ambridge into a town.
It must be desperate if it lost its identity.
Could easily happen.
That's why it's so frustrating you won't speak out.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hello again.
You didn't find it.
I went some of the way, and then...
You forgot the directions.
No. Too much mud, too little pavement. I'm trying to find the hotel again.
Grey Gables.
That's it. I was going back to get a taxi.
Oh, they'll arrange that, no bother.
Just carry on that way and look out for a black and white building on your left-hand side.
How far?
It's all right. I'm about finished here. I'll drop you off at the farm.
You're an angel.
Won't take me 2 minutes. Though you'll have to take all the precautions when you get there.
Oh, that's great. I mean, I like walking, but you can have too much of it, can't you?
I'd be quite happy to come shopping with you.
It'd be better if it was Brian. He'll need some new clothes himself.
What kind of eye has he got?
The main thing on holiday is that you're comfortable.
The main thing is you don't stick out like a fashion disaster.
I do know how to buy clothes, Lillian.
For Ambridge, yes.
Well, what does that mean?
We're talking Durban and Joburg.
Oh, I can carry bright colours, you know.
It's not just colours, Jenny. It's the fabrics. It's the cut.
Oh, fancy that. Well, I never knew.
Jenny always dresses so well.
I'm not disputing she looks all right in her own environment.
My own environment? You make me sound like a badger.
All I'm saying, and I know you back me up on this, Jill.
What?
Jenny dresses well, yes.
Oh, thank you.
But am I the only one to notice you're tending towards the matronly these days?
Matronly?
We can get away with that in Ambridge.
I wouldn't agree with that at all.
Oh, matronly is very unfair.
Jenny, you've got to ask yourself if part of the reason for going over is to celebrate your wedding anniversary.
I like classic
well,
clothes.
Well, why not give poor Brian something to celebrate? I'll come with you and you can use me as a sounding board.
Frankly, if it comes to handing out advice on how to dress...
I'm sure Phoebe will enjoy getting some new clothes, won't she, Jenny?
Oh, yes. Actually, I must talk about that with Roy.
Do let the little mite wear something cheerful.
Oh, Brian was right. It's getting very smoky in here.
Weren't you going to open a window a minute ago?
Oh, yes.
It's time I was getting back.
Do you think Marjorie would mind if I dropped in to see the cake?
I'm sure she wouldn't.
Do come in. We have a visitor for you, Lillian.
Hi.
Scott?
Hello, Lillian.
Scott! Hello, But you said that you never...
I know.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was going to.
I just didn't expect that I would...
I had to come.
Just give me a moment.
As I said outside, I'm Brian. This is my wife, Jennifer.
Hello.
This is Jill Archer.
How do you do?
Hi.
Excuse me, did I catch the name? Scott?
And you're here because you want...
Yes.
I really must get going. Thanks for lending me the turntable.
Oh, don't mention it, Jill.
If I could, excuse me.
Can you get through?
Oh, don't look at me, Scott. I just threw these things on.
It doesn't matter.
I'll tell Marjorie to expect you.
Yes, do.
Goodbye, Brian.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Yes, bye, Jill.
When did you get here?
A couple of hours ago. The hotel receptionist said you'd probably be here.
I can't believe it. I simply can't believe it.
I really am here, babe.
I wonder if it's going to brighten up later on.
Oh, let's go back to Grey Gables.
Now?
Yes. Do excuse us. We've a great deal to catch up on.
So we gathered.
Thanks for the coffee. Bye.
It's good to meet you.
Bye.
I'll see you, Beth.
Come on, Scott.
Are you in a car?
Well...
I found him gingerly dipping his boots in disinfectant.
He must be 20 years younger than her.
She looked like she'd had an electric shock.
It's not funny, Brian. What on earth does Lillian think she's playing at?
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, have you remembered...
The soil's worked down lighter than I thought it would. Just right for carrots.
Yeah, it does look good.
And it's always been free draining up here. I was planning on 40 plants a metre, but I think we can try 45.
Why not? What
I mean,
it
we
was
could go to 60 or more, but if we want decent-sized carrots...
Tony! You have remembered I'm out all afternoon.
Well, yes.
And you've remembered what I want you to do.
Yes, of course I have.
Which was...
I knew till you asked me.
Look in on the dairy.
Yeah, and check the divert system isn't still playing up.
It should be fine, but...
Clary's panicking in case it goes off again.
Do you mind?
Yeah, I'll nip in later.
Oh, don't worry about the disc. I'll be back in time to change it.
What time's your meeting finish?
Oh, depends how it goes.
Well, you've certainly got all the big guns there.
Yep. Chair of the Education Committee and the leader of the council for a start.
You off now?
No, I've got a delivery to make at the shop, then I'm calling in at Nightingale Farm.
Oh?
Yes, Hayley's made a list of all the preschool children she knows locally. We need long-term thinking, not short-term.
Right.
Oh, and will you chase up about the polytunnel if you get a chance?
Well, I thought we were collecting it on Thursday.
That needs confirming.
It's going to be such a nuisance putting it out.
Tony.
Well, we're so short-handed.
Oh, then leave it for a while.
Well, if we do that, you and Helen will be complaining because we don't have enough fresh leaves. Then there's this veg box scheme you keep talking about.
Oh, some other time, love. I don't want to be late.
Fly. Fly, lie down.
He's working well.
Not bad for an older.
Right. Good luck with the drenching.
You're not going to help me, then?
Sorry, I'm doing IAX. Oh, before you start, Debbie.
Yep.
You know last year we juggled the field by the riding course?
Grass the top, then put the bottom into production.
That's it. Well, I'm doing the IAX form, and of course...
It's still the same total acreage and cultivation.
Yes, but there was a fence, wasn't there?
Oh, right.
I started doing a sketch, but I couldn't remember where it ended.
Flush with the bridleway.
Certain.
Yeah, stuck in my mind. We had so much trouble moving
Thanks.
It.
Thanks. Well, that's one less problem with the damn thing.
Oh, don't knock subsidies.
It's about all that's keeping us afloat at the moment. Doesn't that make me feel proud?
Oh, come on, Dad. You've got South Africa to look forward to.
Oh, that won't be so much of a holiday, Debbie. More a challenge to the human spirit.
You'll have a great time. Mum was saying she's got the flights booked.
Yes. In and out from Joburg. No, it's the stay in Durban that worries me.
Oh, it's meant to be beautiful there.
It's a very long time since Kate, your mother and I all went on holiday together.
Okay.
As I recall, my only functions then were to hand out money and be moaned at for not letting Kate do whatever she liked.
She's moved on since then.
Why Lillian couldn't go in my place, I don't know. Killed two birds with one stone.
You wouldn't wish Lillian out of the village, would you?
Hope she'll be well gone by then. Do you want the trench?
Oh, yeah, please. Thanks. So, what was this about her boyfriend turning up last night?
Boy being the operative word.
All right, let's have your mouth open. Come on. Oh, you don't fancy marking them when they're done?
I need to be back in the office in a minute.
Never mind. So, what do they call him?
Scott.
Oh, he simply turned up out of the blue.
When I found him in the yard, I thought he was chasing up paper round money.
Dad, you can't be that young.
I took pity, brought him into the house, and straight away Lillian was all over him.
Really?
None of us knew where to look. It was revolting.
So what's he like? Dark haired, fair, what?
Dark. He's quite tall.
Attractive?
I'm hardly the best judge.
Oh, come on, you must have some idea.
Well, I suppose he'd pass for good looking.
Brian!
No, no use.
Look, Mum?
Yes, darling?
What's Scott like?
Oh, not you as well. Everyone's asking about this young hunk that Lillian's parading round the village.
Hunk?
Oh, so he's a looker then.
He's very well groomed.
And he's no stranger to the mirror, if that's what you mean.
Completely unsuitable for Lillian.
Well, how old is he?
Early 30s, I suppose.
Well, I wish I'd been there.
Brian, if you're free...
I'm not.
Well, Brick would do you good.
You don't know anything about him?
Oh, when I phoned Lillian this morning, all she said was he was a very special friend. Oh, don't go off, Brian.
I've hardly started the IX form.
What does she mean by special?
I don't know. Special. She said a foolish misunderstanding had driven them apart, but they put that all behind them.
Jenny, I'm very busy.
That's something straight out of Jane Austen.
Jackie Collins, more like. I need you this afternoon, Brian.
But you know I can't come into Porchester.
Look, I know you don't enjoy clothes shopping.
That's an understatement.
But it's such a special holiday.
I'm too busy.
But you've got to have something decent to wear.
All right, you choose for me.
Well, that's not the same.
Well, if we're going to get any subsidy this year...
Well, you can do that this evening.
I'm afraid I need Dad now. He promised to help with the lambs.
That's right.
Well, can't you manage without him, Debbie?
Well, when I've got so many to drench.
Someone has to mark them.
Oh.
I'm sorry, darling. Obviously, if this wasn't so urgent...
You've got to keep on top of parasites, Mum.
I simply have to miss out this one.
Well, just don't grumble if you don't like what I buy for you, that's all.
I won't.
Bye, Mum.
Thanks, Debbie, I owe you.
I know. Get in the pen.
What?
I really do need some help.
She's definitely gone now.
That almost blew the whole thing. What a time for her to come back.
She's been like it all week.
Oh, good job I got the case out of the way.
She's off to work, then back 5 minutes later because she's forgotten something.
Right, there we go.
All right, is everything washed and ironed?
Yeah, Mum's done the lot.
Oh, well, if you get them back in the wardrobe, she won't even know they've been missing.
The only problem is, I don't think it's the right stuff for her to take away.
Well, you're joking.
I'm not.
It's all her best gear. She looks great in that little black number.
Yeah, you can take that.
Well, and the rest of it?
No, it's nothing but strappy dresses.
Oh, they really suit her.
And they'd be fine if she was never leaving the hotel.
It took me ages to choose.
Well, you've not been very practical, Roy.
Well, it's a surprise honeymoon. It isn't meant to be practical.
Yes, but...
What do you want me to do? Pack welly boots and overalls for her?
Well, what if it's chilly next week? You can't take this.
Why not?
It's for the middle of summer.
Well, it's May.
Look, take the trouser suit instead.
Oh, a trouser suit on honeymoon?
If you're travelling round London, Hayley wants to feel comfortable. Go on, get it out of the wardrobe.
Oh.
Mum and me will sort it. Oh, and I'll take a couple of tops as well.
All right. I can't leave the red dress behind.
Yes, you can. And what are you doing for her underwear?
Brenda?
Well, she's going to need some.
Well, as it happens, I have brought her something for the honeymoon.
Roy, what practical underwear are you taking for Hayley?
I'll sling something in on the day.
The trouser suit's close-fitting. She won't thank you for VPL.
Well, I suppose not.
Look, she wouldn't mind me helping if she knew what it was for. In here, yeah?
Yeah.
It all has to go with the outfit she's taking.
You can't start taking that stuff out now. She'll notice.
I'm showing you what you need to pack on the day.
All right.
This and this for the trouser suit. If you're taking the black dress...
Yeah, well, definitely. Oh, and, you better, put this with it.
Roy!
Well, and there's stockings to go with them.
Blimey.
Yeah, they're definitely going.
Have you any idea how uncomfortable it is wearing these?
Hello?
Oh, we're up here, Pat. Where's Hayley put that note?
Now have a good look at what I'm putting out and memorise it.
Yeah, it must be in the living room. Oh, no, hang on.
Are you listening?
Yeah, yeah. Right, here it is.
Then put everything carefully back in the drawer until you do the actual packing.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take the trouser suit to a dry cleaner's.
Oh, do you mind?
No, I've got to go into Borchester for work anyway.
Isn't it your day off?
That doesn't matter if you're onto a decent story.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's keep you fit living up here.
Hiya.
Hi.
Hello. Has there been an explosion in the wardrobe?
Not quite. We're planning what Roy's got to pack for the honeymoon.
Oh, so it's all hush-hush?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not taking those. They're so uncomfortable.
Oh, well, here's what she left for you, Pat.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, that's more preschool children than I thought.
Can you let me know how the meeting goes?
Sure.
Radio Borsetshire is taking quite an interest.
Yeah, and ask the councillors how people like me and Ailey are supposed to bring up families if there's nowhere to send our kids to.
Yeah, we'll do. Now, if I'm going to be on time...
Oh, blimey! It's almost 2:15.
I'll tell you how it goes, Brenda.
Thanks.
And do thank Hayley for this.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Bye.
Bye.
I hadn't realised it was so late.
Oh, me neither. I should be in Borchester by now.
Is it something else about the school closures you're chasing?
No, it's... We need to get a move on if Hayley's going to have anything to wear.
Yeah. Well, look, about the red dress.
No.
But it's one of her favourites.
And it's great. You know, it's short, smart.
Yeah?
Perfect for August, but not now, Roy.
Oh, I can just see her wearing it, walking beside the Thames.
Covered in goosebumps. Forget it.
You don't reckon with a shawl or something?
Roy, she's back.
Oh, shut the door. Oh.
Put the dress back.
Oh, hide the trousers suit.
Got it.
Hell, it's all tangled.
Look, calm down. Straighten the wardrobe. I'll put the underwear away.
Oh, dripping things slipping off.
Oh, come on.
That's it.
The door won't open.
What?
It's stuck.
Oh, let me. There's a pair of tights jammed, that's why.
Hide the knickers under the bedclothes.
Okay.
Anyway. Quick! Come on!
Sorted.
Roy! Is that...
Oh, Jennifer! We're in here!
Hello. Oh, Pat let me in. She said you were busy packing.
Oh, you don't know how pleased we are it's you.
Oh, what a nice thing to say.
Not Hayley. Was it me you wanted to see?
No, it was Roy, actually.
All right. Well, then... If you don't mind, I'll head off. I'll get everything back in a couple of days.
Oh, ta.
Well, it's about South Africa.
Oh?
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye. Well, I want to buy Phoebe some holiday clothes, but, first of all, I need some guidance on shoes.
All right.
Well, there's a type of sandal Hayley doesn't like her wearing, isn't there?
I don't want to be rude, Jennifer, but can we talk about this on the way out?
Yeah,
Yes, yes, of course.
Only I need to be at work.
Oh, are you going to Grey Gables now?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to check your appearance first.
Oh, I'll brush my hair when I get there.
Now, maybe better.
Well, I don't look that bad, do I?
I'm afraid you could be flouting the hotel's dress code, Roy.
Eh?
Well, there's something trailing out of your pocket. And from here it looks black and very lacy.
Magnolia.
I know it's not very exciting.
Ah, it's bright and clean. That's what you want in a kitchen.
How did the Save Our School meeting go yesterday?
George spoke very effectively.
Any joy from the councillors?
Yeah, quite sympathetic, really. Mind you, whether it's done any good or not.
It's a shame more people couldn't go.
Mike managed to ruffle a few feathers.
How?
He agrees with Susan. Going on about how the new housing development will attract more families, so there'll be even more need for a school.
Oh, brilliant.
I know. I wasn't happy about the development getting mentioned at all.
Of course not. We can stop there if you like.
Yeah, let's finish it off. What's one more wall?
Oh, I'm game if you are.
You do the borders. I'll slosh it on in the middle.
Right. Will you thank Tony for dropping the steps off?
Sure. Display of gratitude might just button up a bit.
He's not still grumbling about this new polytunnel.
Oh, no. What's bothering him now is finding out Brian's taking Jennifer to South Africa.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He thinks it completely eclipses my birthday trip to Paris.
Oh, of course it doesn't.
I know that, but you know how competitive he is.
All men are the same.
Well, play my cards right. He might just take me on a Caribbean cruise just to get even.
Oh, don't talk about holidays. I'd love 2 weeks in a nice, clean hotel room, away from all this chaos.
Oh, you'll soon have the house in shape.
Hope so. Can you pass me the paint? Oh, thanks. At the moment, going to work is a relief. No paint tins anywhere.
You're still being kept busy?
Too bad. And we've been coming up with a lot of ideas for future events.
Front door?
Yeah. Oh,
unreliable so-and-sos didn't show up again.
I noticed the sofa hadn't come.
Evening, Joe.
Sat near all afternoon waiting for the delivery. Same as yesterday. They never turned up.
Sorry.
Well, the paint's going on a bit uneven, isn't it?
You didn't have to wait in. They know to call on you for the key.
Well, I didn't want to give them no excuse for not fulfilling their duty.
Isn't it frustrating when people don't turn up?
Yeah, well, best hang on to the key for the time being, then, eh?
You don't mind?
Oh, happy to help out. Though you've run out of biscuits.
Oh, we had some bourbon yesterday.
And your tea bags is getting very low.
Are they?
They'll probably stretch no further than putting the kettle on now.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'll do it if you're busy.
Right.
Not for me, Joe.
Are you only time for a quick cup, mate?
Be my guest.
Well, I've seen Ed going over to Grange Farm a couple of times.
Yeah, well, Oliver Sterling's got him clearing some ground. Like tending your own grave, it is.
Can't be spending much time at school. I've seen him helping Eddie in the back garden quite a lot.
Ah, well, now that's Eddie's trial plots.
Trial plots?
For his runner beans.
Has the unusual smell got anything to do with them?
Excuse me, Pat Archer.
Joe?
Yeah, well, I can't stand here and see a woman do a job all wrong.
Well, you're very welcome to take over.
Oh, no. You carry on, and I'll tell you how to get the best out of a roller.
Didn't go too badly, did it?
Not once you remembered to come to the altar, no.
I didn't know we'd started.
It was so funny. I mean, there you were, happily staring into space. Me and Janet wondering what on earth was going on.
Oh, my mind must have just gone blank for a moment.
Yes, we did realise.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it? Even though it was only a rehearsal. God, I had butterflies.
Oh, me too. We were so close to the real thing.
I wonder why she's keeping Brenda and the kids in the vestry.
Yeah, maybe she's telling Pip she doesn't actually need to dance down the aisle.
One feels great.
Yeah, I'm Becky.
Oh, do you ring your parents back?
Yeah, they're coming over Saturday tea time.
It'll be good to see them, won't it? Hi.
Oh, is everything all right?
Yes, fine. Janet just wants to speak to them on their own for a minute.
Did you see how seriously Phoebe was taking it all?
Yeah, she wouldn't take her eyes off Janet.
Oh, she looked a picture.
Well, I don't know what she'll make of doing it for real on Monday.
Oh, she'll love it. You don't know where her jacket is, do you?
Oh,
She was starting to fret about it.
I think she had it on the bench on the porch. Oh, I better grab it.
Okay.
Trouser suit to the dry cleaners.
Brilliant. Thanks, Brenda.
I'd have thought if anybody'd be interested in Eddie's trial plots, it'd have been Pat Archer.
She had to go. She's very busy.
Now, to a lot of people, muck is muck. Mm. Which is the best sort, eh? Eddie's trying his runners on compost and farmyard manure.
Excuse
me. Of course, it isn't easy getting hold of good manure at the moment. You missed a bit in the corner there.
Oh.
Oh. Once he can, he's going to try blending it, like tea or whiskey.
Joe, my only interest is knowing when I'll be able to go outside without needing a gas mask.
Oh, you won't notice the smell after a couple of days. Even Ed stopped moaning.
Shouldn't he be spending more time at school instead of with Oliver Sterling?
Oh, you try telling him.
He must have his GCSEs coming up.
Well, he ain't bothered.
He should be.
Even that Fallon Rogers has more sense. She's told Ed she ain't going to practice with her blessed group till her exams is over.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a good brain, that girl. If she ends up as handsome as her mum, she'll be quite a catch, won't she?
Is there anything else you need to know about the meeting?
No, I don't think so. You brought me up to speed very nicely, thanks.
I only hope you can make up my writing.
It's a lot better than mine.
I meant to put the notes onto the word processor, but I just haven't had the chance.
No, don't worry. What's this Hollerton estate sufficient capacity?
Oh, yeah, George brought that up. The new estate in Hollerton's bringing a lot more people into the town, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. We cover the opening of phase one.
And they've not finished building yet.
No.
So, while Hollerton Junior might currently have the capacity to absorb Loxley Barrett...
It'll be a squeeze in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's what George was trying to get across.
Oh. This is great, Pat. Our news editor's getting very interested.
Well, any more coverage on air would be welcome.
I keep going on about it.
It must be about the biggest local story going at the moment.
Oh, well, there are one or two other things.
Oh, yeah?
But you're right, this campaign deserves a lot of coverage.
Spark out straight away.
Oh, she really threw herself into the rehearsal.
Didn't she? I'm glad it's over.
Hey, Janet seemed quite impressed with her because they're smart.
I didn't have the art to tell her it was only because they were our work clothes.
No? I couldn't wait to get changed either. Actually, that was quite odd.
I thought she handled Pip and Becky really well.
Well, they certainly know they've got a responsibility next week.
Yeah, and I know what she said to us was only common sense.
Well,
but...
she was right. It is a big step.
Yeah, sling us for T-shirt.
Yeah.
Ta.
I mean, things will be different after Monday.
There's going to be no going back.
I don't want to go back. What did she call it? Pledging ourselves to one another.
That was it.
What a daunting thought, wasn't it? The way she stressed that it's only after marriage you really get to know your partner.
Yeah, who was that on the answer phone?
Oh, Lauren. She's all right for Friday.
Didn't think she'd miss out on her night.
No chance.
So, who have you got going now?
Quite a few, actually. Kirsty, Brenda, Ruth, for a start. You know, that's what's so weird.
What is?
I have been trying to decide all week what to wear. I mean, I've got to look a bit special for it, haven't I?
Yeah, of course.
And you can't put those jeans on. They're due in the wash.
You're going to be me wife, not me mother. They'll do.
Oh, charming. You know, what it was, I thought I'd wear red on Friday. You know, let rip a bit.
Yeah, suits you red.
And yesterday morning, I couldn't find my red dress anywhere.
Oh?
And I thought, well, I must have left it to my parents last time I was over.
Yeah, probably. What do you want to eat tonight?
Boy, listen, my red dress.
What about it?
Well, it wasn't there yesterday morning. But last night, it was back in the middle of the wardrobe.
Well, it must have been tucked behind something else.
Well, it wasn't only the red one I couldn't find.
No, have we got any chops in?
I thought, if I can't wear red, I'll wear the black instead.
Oh, it's nice, that.
That was missing as well.
Was it?
And it's back again now. Isn't that weird?
It's wedding nerves.
What?
Well, it keeps happening to me. I'm always madding up where I put stuff.
It's not nerves. Oh, hang on. I know exactly what's happened.
Do you?
Yes.
And what's that?
Oh, it's obvious.
Ah, no.
Baby.
Phoebe?
Yeah, playing hide and seek. But Mrs. A's been babysitting for us.
Oh.
I mean, she'll have hidden in the wardrobe, pulled my dresses down by mistake so they were lying at the bottom of the wardrobe when I looked.
Yeah, that's possible.
And then Marjorie will have hung them back up without saying anything. In case she got Phoebe into trouble.
Of course, that's it. I'll make a start on tea if you like.
Hang on. That doesn't work, does it?
Well, chops, a few spuds.
She'd have hung them back up immediately.
Oh, these things happened.
You know, there was another thing bothering me.
Oh?
This sounds ridiculous, right? But everything was out of place in my underwear drawer yesterday.
I know, that will be Phoebe. She can reach it now.
No, it wasn't her.
No?
No, because everything was left tidy. Only nothing was in quite the right place.
Come to think of it, might have been me.
You?
Yeah, I couldn't find my Grey Gables typing anywhere, so I had a quick route through all the drawers in case I dropped it in. I thought I'd left everything neat, sorry.
Doesn't matter.
Found it on the floor in the end.
Oh, well, mystery solved. Let's get tea started.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Oh, I'll give you a hand. Once I've got my jumper.
Well, I'll make a start on it.
All right. Roy?
Yeah?
Come here.
What?
We've got a poltergeist.
Oh, don't be daft.
Roy, we have. My stripy jumper's disappeared.
No, it's probably in the wash.
And my green satin top. I love that. That was on the shelf yesterday.
It'll be around somewhere.
I swear it was there yesterday morning.
You'll find it later.
Something very strange is happening.
No, it isn't.
This is so weird. Right, what else is missing?
Nothing, I bet. Come on, I'm starving.
Oh, half my clothes have vanished.
No, they haven't.
I am telling you, they have gone. No. Oh, my trouser suit.
Well, perhaps Marjorie's been tidying.
She wouldn't take everything away, would she?
You don't know.
You don't think it'd be burgled?
No.
Well, we must have. Because it can't be Phoebe. There's only you and me. Have you used this wardrobe?
It's not important.
That shouldn't be there.
I wouldn't worry about it now.
You know what this reminds me of?
No.
I read this article once, right? You see, this girl was living with a boyfriend and her clothes started coming and going.
Oh?
And her dresses and, you know, all her underwear disappeared. And in the end, it turned out that this bloke was...
What?
Roy.
What?
Is there something you need to tell me?
You're joking.
I'm not. That's what Bailey said.
Oh, she wanted to know what Roy was up to. She was getting frantic.
Well, I suppose if her clothes kept disappearing, she would do.
Yeah, but to imagine he'd been dressing up in them.
It doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
I'll say.
Oh, I suppose he had to spill the beans then.
About the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's a quick thinker, is Roy. He got out of it.
He never.
Yeah. He told her he'd been trying this new laundry service Grey Gables had for its guests.
Oh, yeah?
And he'd been keeping it secret to see if she could tell the difference with her clothes.
And she believed him.
Well, she was so embarrassed about what she'd been thinking, she'd have believed anything.
It'll be a miracle if she doesn't find out about this honeymoon.
Oh, he's determined she's not going to. Ah, oh, that's 7:33, please.
Can I have a bag?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Susan will want to hear this.
Mike and me killed ourselves over it. 40, 50 and 2 makes 10.
Oh, tart.
Oh, tell Susan to give the Kievs a couple more minutes than it says on the packet.
Or she won't be cooking and I will.
Oh.
Once I've done the hoovering and tidied up.
Mike's just the same at the moment, struggling to keep himself occupied.
Yeah. Eddie keeps promising some more patio work, but it hasn't come to anything yet.
Oh, things will pick up.
Have you got any pencils to go with this, Bessie?
Oh, yeah, we should have.
Afternoon, Debbie.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, don't ask.
Same with us.
There they are, next to the envelopes.
Oh, well, I'll walk right past them.
Well, I'll see you anyway.
Bye now.
See you, Neil.
I take it Phoebe's keeping you busy.
Mum wants to have something to occupy her when they're going round shoe shops.
Oh, not Phoebe's favourite activity.
She'll need something for South Africa, won't she?
Oh, yes.
She's getting very excited about going.
Tell you what.
Hmm?
There's a few people in Ambridge who wouldn't mind a nice holiday like that just now.
Well, I got all the hoops in. If you have any time, we can try and put it up this afternoon.
You sure?
Well,
Since he's here, we'd better make use of it.
If your back's bad.
Oh, it's not just my back. I'm aching all over.
Well, then leave it.
Well, who's going to put it up if we don't?
Tom could give me a hand.
He's busy with the farrowing arcs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I should be helping him. The lad's exhausted.
Well, so are you.
Not too bad.
Having to cover everything ourselves for so long, it's just left us all drained.
Oh, it can't be helped. The sooner the new polytunnel's up, the surer we can be of keeping the veg coming.
Another day won't hurt.
Oh, you're the one who's always pushing us for a box scheme.
Yeah, well, perhaps now's not the time.
When is? My body keeps telling me I'm not getting any younger.
Isn't that why we should think about taking someone else on? Oh, hello, love.
Hi.
I didn't think you were going to be back this afternoon.
Oh, the shop was quiet.
What's the matter?
Headache, that's all.
Oh, do you want me to get you anything?
No, I'll take it easy for a couple of hours and then go back to lock up.
Oh, we can do that.
Well, it's all right.
When did it start?
Well, you looked okay this morning.
I didn't feel too great. And once Kirsty started chattering non-stop, my head just got worse and worse.
Oh, she's not normally like that.
Oh, she couldn't shut up. What she's going to wear on Friday, who's going to be there, where they're all going, on and on.
It's awful. Someone prattling on if you're not feeling too good.
Why don't you go and lie down for a little while?
I'll be all right. I don't need any fussing.
You must be feeling bad to leave someone else running the shop.
I hadn't realised you were so bothered about it.
About what?
Haley's hen night.
Hmm?
That's what Kirsty was talking about.
Oh, that wouldn't upset Helen.
Oh, it seems to have done.
No,
it.
Don't be silly, Pat. She wouldn't have wanted to go, even if she had been invited.
I feel bad leaving the milking to Phil.
He's desperate to help out. He knows better than anyone what kind of pressure we're under.
And we won't be spending that long with Debbie, I suppose.
Lost count now. It's about 16 paces.
Right, I'll stick him here. He hasn't said anything more about the big move.
No. Right, on to the next.
I know the solicitors are busy, but it feels like it's all come to a standstill.
Well, at least Auntie Chris and George have got a surveyor for the police house.
That's something. And I know Jill can't have been thinking about anything except Kenton and Mel this week.
She was so relieved when she finally got through.
I tell you, it's going to be a big baby when it arrives.
Yeah. Right, one here.
It's more than a week overdue now, isn't it?
It's taking after its father, a rotten timekeeper.
I'm glad it's all happening in Australia.
That's not very family-spirited of you.
After the performance we're getting from Pip over being a bridesmaid.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I couldn't face a christening straight after.
You know she's changed her mind about her hair again.
You amaze me.
Braids are out.
Right, that's it. As soon as we're back from seeing Debbie, it's the clippers for that girl.
Being a skinhead's the only thing she hasn't thought of.
Are we ready to go for it?
We could do with a few more of us.
Hello.
Throwing the polythene over is hard work.
Well, I'm all the help you get, I'm afraid.
Did you tell Helen that I'll lock up for her?
I wouldn't want to disturb her if she was asleep. Anyway, Kirsty can do it.
Well...
She's a perfectly sensible girl.
Let's see how this goes first.
Right, what do you want me to do?
You get that end, I'll get this.
Okay.
Do you really think the wedding's bothering her?
Might be.
Now, get a good grip.
Got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Oh, that's it. Almost.
Not easy.
We could do with a gentle breeze coming the other way to balloon it up.
We're not going to be that lucky.
All right, get hold of the edge again. She hasn't said anything, has she?
No. And she never really does she? What about John?
No. Right, we'll give it a good swing and then let go.
Oh, sorry. Lost my grip.
Don't worry. Just say when you're ready.
Doesn't mean she doesn't think about him. Especially now.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Right then. Swing back.
Not so fast.
And then forward and let go. That was better.
No, it wasn't. Oh, this is hopeless.
One more go.
It'd be a lot easier if we had someone else working for us. Oh,
never miss a chance, do you?
Having fun?
Oh, not much, no.
You shouldn't be out here.
I wanted some fresh air.
How's your headache doing?
It's clearing up a little.
Oh, good.
So I thought I might as well give you a hand.
Hello. I told Susan you'd be busy hoovering by now.
Oh, is she at the shop already?
Yeah, just took over from me.
Well, don't go telling her I've been drinking all afternoon.
Neil, it's all right.
I've been nursing this pint for an hour.
Anyone's entitled to sit in the beer garden when there's a bit of sunshine. I'd stop myself if I had the time.
I was coming past and... Well, I didn't fancy going home yet.
No, housework's not much fun.
I hate being stuck indoors this time of year.
Seems such a waste, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd rather be going through the lambs at Brookfield or doing some tractor work for Tony.
Yeah, I bet.
Still, you don't want to hear me grumbling. I expect you get enough of that at home at the moment.
I've known Mike cheerio. Anyway, can't stop.
Right, see you, Betty.
Bye. Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, Betty. All right, Neil. You coming over to join us?
No, it's all right, David. I'm not staying.
Oh, it's a shame.
Well, you know how it is.
Job's to do.
He doesn't look too happy.
Any wonder?
No.
There we go.
Oh, thanks, David.
Oh, isn't it a relief to get off the farm? Even if it is only for half an hour.
What's things like with you?
How long have you got?
Oh, we know the feeling.
And if it's bad for us, what's it like for guys like Neil and Eddie?
Mm. I'm surprised Neil had the money to be drinking.
He feels terrible not being able to give them the work. Mm. But with the loss of market...
We're going to be feeling that for a long time.
Too right.
All you can do is keep costs as low as possible. Doesn't help the casuals, though.
Do you think we'll ever have a decent image for our livestock again?
It's going to take some working for.
What's so frustrating is we've done all we've been asked to do. Diversified, looked for niche markets, played everything by the rules.
And where's it got us?
If we stick with it, it might come right.
I wish I had your optimism.
Well, Ruth's got a point. Whatever else is happening, we need to keep planning for Hassett Hills.
And just assume it's got a future.
Well, what other choice have we got?
Well, we're still standing, aren't we? We've just got to keep going. Is that enough tyres?
Oh, a couple more won't hurt. We don't want the edges flapping about.
I'm astonished we ever got the thing up.
Teamwork.
I'll be even more astonished if it stays up.
The other one does, doesn't it? Now the polythene's in place, it's supporting the hoops.
That does feel pretty solid.
Yeah, we've got battens in all the right places.
It'd be a lot more secure if the hoops were concreted in.
What? And risk it being construed as a permanent structure? No, thank you.
Your father's paranoid about planning permission.
Right, there. That should hold it.
What do you think?
Well, looks all right.
Not too bad.
First thing tomorrow, I'll put the peppers in.
Good.
And I want to see if we can be more adventurous with our aubergines.
Listen to you. Earlier on, you were totally unenthusiastic about this.
Well, we need it if we're going to get the box scheme going.
The veg boxes?
Since we've got the facilities, why not use them?
You mean it?
Well, why not?
That's great, Tony.
Glad to see I'm still irresistible.
Your customers will be pleased, won't they, Helen?
Yeah.
I knew you'd come round.
Am I that predictable?
At last, some good news. Tell you what, we're going to have a special dinner.
Bangers, mash and gravy?
No. Let's go to the Bull. Helen?
Go out for a meal?
Yes, why not?
Times are tough. Don't we deserve to let off steam?
Yeah. And what about those who can't celebrate?
Does seem unfair, doesn't it?
Very.
Yes, but our being miserable doesn't help anyone.
People forget so easily when something awful happens.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Sad for a while and suddenly they're back out having a good time. The past's completely forgotten.
The past?
All Kirsty could talk about was Hayley's going to wear this, Hayley's going to do that.
Uh-oh.
Life has to go on,
and she started going on about all the mates Roy's having at the wedding. It's like everything's been airbrushed out. I did have another best mate once.
No one's forgotten.
No?
No, no, of course not.
It seems like it to hear Kirsty. The stupid fuss she was making.
He's still in our hearts.
I know, but...
And he always will be.
Yeah, that's what family means.
Okay.
Well, I need a hug, even if you don't.
Yeah. And one thing I do know. More than anyone, John would want Roy and Haley's wedding to work out.
Hayley's getting ready to paint the town red.
much longer.
Well, I've got to make myself presentable.
Oh, so we'll be here all night then.
Oh, thank you very much.
We're waiting for Brenda.
Well, we were, but she's meeting us at the pub now. She rang to say something had cropped up at work.
What time is she going to be there?
5 minutes ago.
Hurry up then.
I am not going anywhere without Lippy. She won't be there yet anyway.
It's usually early.
Not tonight. She said she's been running all over for some story.
Oh, it'll be Loxley Barrett closing.
Probably.
Well, Helen was in a better mood today.
Was she?
Yeah, she was so grouchy yesterday.
Right, that'll have to do.
She couldn't have been nicer this morning. She said she hopes it's a really good hen note.
Honest? She said that?
Yeah.
Blimey. When this will ever cease?
Evening, Mr. Rumbridge.
How's things going, Greg?
It'd be better if it wasn't for the rats.
Oh, dear, have we got a problem?
Yeah, there's a fair few around at the moment.
Well, that's all we need. We're getting on top of it.
Oh, well, we will do.
You got time for a drink?
No.
I wanted to catch up and talk through the effect of the crisis on the shoot.
Well, if I call into the office in the morning, we can go through it all.
Yeah, it's more sociable over a drink, and you might enjoy the company.
Company?
Well, Jenny will be joining us at the Bull.
Oh.
And her sister, Lillian. Plus Lillian's boyfriend. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Scott. Lillian wants us all to get to know him better.
To be honest, I'm fairly worn out, Mr. Aldridge.
Hey, he's a very interesting chap. He's an actor.
Actors aren't exactly my kind of company.
Nor mine. Which is why I'd really appreciate some sensible conversation and moral support down there.
Yes, you did.
So what did you reckon he was doing with your clothes?
Nothing.
Yes, have you been borrowing
no,
them?
No, I did not.
Yes, didn't.
Oh, how could you? It came out wrong, that's all.
And he's just been getting them dry cleaned.
Oh, what I should have known, there'd been an innocent explanation. If I'd accused someone of that, I'd have died. Telling your husband to be.
That's right.
Where did you tell David?
Oh, we'll tell our village then, won't you?
Yeah, don't worry, we will.
Oh, careful, you nearly have a drink over
there. Use it or lose it, Cody.
Hey, their turn will come, won't it, Ruth?
What, to have dodgy boyfriends?
I've got one already.
No, to get married.
One day, no doubt.
Oh, no, thanks.
And then you'll see what kind of tricks your mind plays in the run-up.
Oh, are you getting nervous? That's true, actually. Yeah. A week before mine, I dreamt David married the vicar instead of me. Mind you, it was a woman who married us.
Oh, well, that's not so bad.
The Reverend Carol Deeds.
Hey, who's that?
She was a deaconess.
No, not over there.
Who?
Tall bloke, just come upstairs.
Where?
Don't turn round.
I want to know who he is if I can't turn round. In the smart clothes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him around a couple of times this week.
Kirsty!
Can't see him otherwise. I'm being very discreet. Discreet as a rhino.
Hey, well, he's not stopping anyway.
Looks a bit of a smoothie, doesn't he?
I think we must have scared him off. Oh, I can't stand that sort.
What's wrong with him?
He's in love with himself.
You can't say that.
We're only stolen for a microsecond. Oh, I bet he is, though. Trying to look so cool.
I know who he is.
Who?
And mind you, I thought we booked the strippogram for later, didn't we, Brenda?
What?
Oh, yeah. I thought it wasn't due for half an hour.
Oh, you haven't.
Believes anything you tell her, doesn't she?
You can't have a hen night without a strippogram.
Hey, I will flatten any of you if you've arranged anything like that. Hey, there is only one man I'm interested in, and I can't wait to marry him.
Oh.
And I bet Roy looks great on the day.
Oh.
As long as he hasn't nicked your wedding dress.
Oi!
Ah, here he is. Oh, no, off again, into the ploughman's.
So, there's no decision on the local meeting, is?
Not that I'm aware of.
Every new pub or club, it's the same. He's got to stake out his territory.
I thought there might be a meeting at the end of the public consultation.
It's his way of getting the feel of a place.
Well, there might be. Why?
Oh, it's just a few people have been asking me what's happening.
Well, why should you know?
Because I work for the estate, I suppose.
Well, the less you say about it, the better.
Suppose it was too much to ask for Jenny to be here on time. Where could she have got to, Brian?
She'd be dropping Phoebe off at the Tuckers, that's all.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, this is your friend.
Scott.
Yeah, I do know him.
You've probably seen him on television. He's been in the Bill.
Yeah, what
he
I
was
meant.
A customer in a bank raid.
Hi.
Oh, hello again.
Scott, this is Greg.
Hi.
Good evening.
Upstairs looks more promising.
Actually, we have met, haven't we?
Have we?
On the Borchester Road, you were looking for directions to Home Farm.
And you were the guy thrashing around in the hedge?
More or less.
Do you want to go upstairs?
Why not? Looks fun.
No, I'm not sure that's the best idea.
It does get very loud and sweaty up there.
Oh, in that case, what are we waiting for?
Oh, why not?
I can't.
Go on, it'll be such a laugh.
We're sharing a taxi to get there.
I'd love to. Oh,
Spikes is great on a Friday.
Let's get going. Lauren and all the rest are going to be there.
No, and Debbie said she might drop in.
I'll never get up for milk in town.
I'll stay up all night then.
Oh, some jam. Come on, Ruth. You can't let work for your whole life.
Well, that's rich coming from you, isn't it?
What is?
Well, we're not doing balls. It's just like you're racing around all week.
I'm here, aren't I? We made the wedding rehearsal.
Are you all ready to be chief bridesmaid?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, you've got to make a better job than Tom as best man.
Oh, he's not going to say anything awful, is he?
Probably.
He wouldn't.
Oh, I don't know. He won't let me near his speech.
Hey, look, he's back again.
Eh? The mystery man.
Greg Turner's with him.
What's he doing up here?
I thought so.
I bet that bloke's Lillian's boyfriend.
Oh, there she is.
Is it pensioner's night or what?
I can't believe it. Brian Aldridge as well.
Oh, that's handy.
I wouldn't have thought it was Brian's sort of place.
I've been trying to get hold of him all day.
Oh, this place is losing credibility fast. I'll be having bingo next.
I need to talk to him. Is it all right if I dive off for a few minutes, Hayley?
Oh, is this for work?
Yes, sort of.
For goodness sake, you're crying
in jail, Brenda.
Go on, sit down.
You heard her. Sit down.
Oh, okay.
You can't work on a hen night. Another drink, everybody?
Yeah.
What about this table, then? These are not right under the speakers here.
Much better than downstairs. Thank you, Scott.
Will Mrs. Aldridge know where to find us?
She didn't say she won't bother trying.
Do you smoke?
No, thanks.
Now, I'm going to surprise you, Greg.
Oh, yes?
You and Scott have got something in common.
Babe?
Thanks.
Have we?
You see, Greg's a gamekeeper.
Right, which is why you were thrashing around in the hedge, yes.
God, does that damn music have to be so loud?
That's the point of it, Brian. It's supposed to go right through you.
And it is. I can feel it loosening my fillings.
And Scott knows all about gamekeeping, don't you?
Really?
No, hardly anything.
Oh, don't be so modest. He's done a great deal of research into it.
I looked at a couple of books, that's all.
Last autumn, you couldn't get him to talk about anything except guns and birds.
Was this for a film or something?
For a photo shoot.
In Ankara.
We were preparing some promotional material.
Did you know there was a market for tweed in Turkey, Brian?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, there is. Quite a good one.
The designer wanted a very Lawrence-y feel to the whole campaign.
You can just see Scott as Mellows, can't you?
I had to wear a deerstalker, gaiters, the whole shebang.
You must have looked very convincing.
Ah, yes, he did.
Have you never thought of wearing a deerstalker, Greg?
Not so far, no.
Ah, pity. Might look quite jaunty.
The adverts came out beautifully.
And you do researching for adverts?
I never take a job lightly.
I'm dry.
Well, same again all round, please.
Let me, Mr. Aldridge. You've got the last pair.
And I'm getting this one, too.
It's the least I can do. Thanks.
Remember, mine's a big one, Brian.
I know. I always start any role with the costume. Put on the clothes and you find the man.
Oh, he's fanatical about shoes.
They're very important.
To be honest, I never think about what I'm wearing for work.
No.
Yeah, as long as it's waterproof and not too bright, I don't care much.
You know, Greg, even if you're not a high flyer, you could take some interest in your appearance.
Clothes do send out messages.
So I'm told.
You know, Scott could give you some helpful pointers on styling.
Sid? Sid? Can we have some service down here, please? Oh, this is hopeless.
Mr. Aldridge?
Oh, hello, Brenda. You escaping the racket up there as well?
It's not too bad tonight.
Well, thank God I didn't come on a night when it is.
But it is easier getting served down here.
Well, it might be if Sid hadn't disappeared into the ploughman's. You all look as though you're enjoying yourselves.
Oh, we've got to give Hayley a good send-off.
Certainly seemed lively enough.
We haven't even started yet. Wait till we hit Felpersham.
Ha! Heaven help Felpersham.
Yeah. I tried phoning you earlier.
Did you? Oh, I'm sorry. I've been having problems with the sprayer all afternoon, so I had my mobile switched off.
What I wanted to ask...
If this is to do with arrangement for Phoebe next week...
No, it's...
Anything to do with the wedding. Hang on for Jenny. She'll be here in a minute.
It's about Andrew Eagleton.
Andrew?
He's on the board with you, isn't he?
What, at Borchester Land? Yeah.
How well do you know him?
Oh, not that well. The only time I ever see him is at meetings.
You don't socialise with him?
I don't socialise much with any of that crowd. Well, why do you ask?
Well, you know he's got a Jaguar dealership in London.
He makes sure everyone's aware of that.
And he keeps in very well with members of the council.
Brenda, where's this conversation going?
Radio Borchers has had reports he's been seen having lunch with a member of the planning committee, Stephen Chalkman.
So?
A senior member of the planning committee being wined and dined by someone who'll make a fortune if permission is granted for a new development in Ambridge.
Come off it, Brenda.
Well, doesn't that seem wrong to you?
Councillors and businessmen have lunch together all the time. There's nothing sinister in it.
And there's nothing sinister in Chalkman suddenly having a new car either.
Well, I expect he needs to get about.
In a Jaguar from Andrew Eagleton's dealership?
Well, why not?
Because it's based in London. Why does the Borsetshire County Councillor go all the way down there to get a car?
There could be dozens of reasons.
There's plenty of dealers more local. So why does Chalkman go to London?
Because he likes London. Because he's got family there, I don't know.
It doesn't seem strange to you.
Well, maybe Eagleton's dealership's very competitive.
But there could be other reasons, couldn't there?
Brenda, can I give you a word of advice?
Well, what's Eagleton like? Do you trust him?
I can understand a keen young radio journalist wants to make a mark.
I'm only trying to find out the truth.
You're not going to if you start making unwarranted assumptions.
Is it warranted to me?
In order to build up some complete fantasy about, I don't know, corruption.
I'm only asking a few questions.
And all I'm doing is trying to stop you making a fool of yourself, young lady. There isn't any story there.
Doesn't look that way to me.
Well, take my word for it. There isn't. But if you go ahead and start making wild allegations without any basis in fact, you could find yourself in some very deep water indeed.
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.